Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago Police Department now has 76 diagnosed coronavirus cases, about 7% of its staff. Interim Police Superintendent Charlie Beck says nearly 1,000 officers called in sick today.
Things that are unimaginable in our past are going to happen, and we need to come together as a society to protect those that protect us. And I will do everything in my power, and I have done everything in my power, to keep them as safe as I possibly can, recognizing that is an impossibility.
Yesterday, the department announced one of the officers died from coronavirus. A spokesman says many of the officers are calling in sick because they have symptoms and are being cautious. Allergy symptoms can easily cause people to fear it's the coronavirus instead.
Because of last month's weather conditions, Dr. Rachna Shah, an allergist with Loyola Medicine, says people are most definitely experiencing seasonal allergies right now.
Symptoms to watch out for are itchy eyes, itchy nose, sneezing, runny nose. Sometimes you can also have nasal congestion.
But when is it a run-in with pollen or something more serious like the coronavirus?
If somebody with allergies is also having fevers, chills, fatigue, difficulty breathing, cough, they should speak with their healthcare provider to discuss if they need to be screened or not.
Dr. Shah also recommends any allergy sufferer or asthmatic be diligent about taking their daily medication.
The level of inflammation that allergens can generate, that we minimize that and that we keep that as best controlled as possible, so that if we do end up getting the virus, that that our prognosis is better because we've kept our other kind of comorbid conditions controlled.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The owner of some pool supply stores in central Illinois believes his business should be considered essential, but local officials disagree.
The Peoria County Sheriff's Department responded to the store in Hanna City on a complaint from the Department of Commerce. WMBD in Peoria reports the Sheriff's Department said DNL Pools Incorporated was still operating despite not being an essential business under Governor Pritzker's order. The owner was advised to comply. Posts on DNL's Facebook page argue pool supply stores should be considered essential. One post says they're not concerned for your health and unsanitary conditions when it comes to the use of your swimming pools and hot tubs. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And Indiana's Governor Eric Holcomb says the state's stay-at-home order, originally set to expire Tuesday, will be extended for 2 weeks. The news comes as the state reports 24 more deaths from coronavirus, bringing its total to 102. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 has passed 3,400. Indiana's top public health official is telling the state's residents they do not have to wear masks when they're outside. In addition, State Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Box says Indiana does not have anywhere close to the number of masks needed to keep 6.6 million Hoosiers masked on a regular basis for an extended period of time. She says the best thing residents can do is to comply with the stay-at-home order. WBBM has learned in the midst of dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, Cook County's health director has been fired. Officials not saying much about the circumstances.
Dr. Terry Mason, who was once Chicago's public health director, has been one of the faces of Cook County's response to COVID-19. But the county health director has been terminated and replaced by a pair of subordinates. County Board President Tony Preckwinkle won't say why.
This is a personnel matter, and I have confidence in Deborah Carey, who's our interim CEO, and the decisions that she's made. And the co-leaders of the department going forward, as I said, will be Dr. Rachel Rubin and Dr. Kiran Joshi. Both of them are physicians.
In other news, the county's Provident Hospital will be shutting down its emergency room for about a month. Preckwinkle says it needs to be reconfigured to allow for social distancing because of COVID-19. County Board President Tony Preckwinkle is the guest on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear more Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 4-year-old South Suburban boy was killed by a gunshot last night. Police believe it may have been accidental.
Police say preschool age Amir Jennings Green had been playing with cousins in the basement of a home in Thornton when a gun went off last night. The youngster was hit in the head and was pronounced dead around 9:15 at Ingalls Memorial Hospital. Police say there were no adults around at the time. Police now have the gun, and Thornton and state police are investigating the circumstances. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is also looking into what happened. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.